Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter what side of the state line, KC loves its college teams. The Drive gives you an update on the Wildcats, Tigers, and Jayhawks.
I don't think he made it! I don't think he made it! He did not! K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one!
It is...
Yes! Down a walk-off winner from 61! Harrison Meadus!
For the Cover 3.
You know what, Rob? I'm going to be a good teammate. I'm going to let you get the first shot here. Because you've been itching to talk about K-State. You wanted to lead the show with it yesterday. I'm like, Rob, that's not a good programming decision. I trust your judgment. You're my producer, so you know I got your back. Thinking that at 2 o'clock we should have led with lack of development from Avery Johnson was one of the more puzzling decisions that you have suggested on the show. So I'm going to move out of the way, and I'm going to give you the time to get things going. Go ahead.
All right, we'll start with K-State because they stink. They're real bad. And they are historical bad. K-State hasn't been 1-3 since 1989. Let that sink in. We had not hit the 90s yet. And K-State has not been 1-3 since then. And it's more than just, I can get jokes off. I can make fun of K-State for being 1-3. I can make fun of them for actually probably should be 0-4 because they had to pull one out of the fire against North Dakota. We can talk about all those things. But in reality, the major problem the Cats have is for some reason, their quarterback, who was an elite runner at Mays High School and was billed as one of the top dual threat quarterbacks in the recruiting window that he was brought in as, and was a guy that can run and pass, and he's going to be L. Roberson. He's going to be Michael Bishop. He's going to be back to what makes K-State great, and he is, I don't know if he's scared to run. I don't know if they've coached it out of him. I don't know what the deal is, but he does not run the football. He is not a very accurate passer, and right now, they don't have any receivers that can catch the ball. It is bad, 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 bad in Manhattan right now. You got to ask yourself, is that a bowl team? That's a legitimate question. Is K-State a bowl team? Because I don't know I see five more wins on the schedule. I don't.
Why do you have so much glee in your heart when discussing this topic? Why are you so excited about this? You're telling me that one of the local teams is struggling, and instead of trying to uplift them, why are you dancing on the grave of Kansas State? This show supports Kansas State athletics. Let's talk about Avery Johnson. You're right about the lack of development in the passing game. You know I'm big on completion percentage. He has not improved completion percentage in the 3 years that he has been at K-State. He last year completed 58% of his passes. He's at 60 right now. That's not an improvement. I know the number's up. That's not an improvement. A jump is going from 58 to 65% in college football. Not that, especially when you talk about the opponents that they've played so far this season. So he has not become a more accurate passer of the football. You're also right about the running. I mean, so far this season, Avery Johnson has 25 carries for 62 yards. If K-State's offense is going to turn this thing around, You got to let him go. You got to change the philosophy of your offense, and your offense has to be centered around Avery. Go be special. We got to get you in the open field. We got to use your athleticism. You got to make a guy miss. Like, this is not how K-State turns their offense around. Avery Johnson threw for 88 yards. I'm serious. He threw for 88 yards and ran for negative 16. I mean, you're not going on the road and beating anybody. Not a Power Four school. You're not going on the road if your starting quarterback accounts for 60 total yards from scrimmage. You're not beating anybody. I'm sorry. Like, what are we doing here? So, step one, you just got to let Avery use his athleticism, get him in motion, and got to let him go. And that's clearly not what has happened so far. And just as a passer, part of me is just kind of, this is what you got with him as a passer. I mean, we're heading into, this is year three of his career. Avery Johnson's made enough starts. He's been there long enough. He's made 25 starts in his college, or he's played in 25 games in his college football career. He's still a 60% completion guy. That's just not good enough at quarterback. And you're right. If you look at their schedule, and we haven't really gotten to the meat of it, they got a real serious uphill battle if you're the Kansas State Wildcats. We got Derek Young from K-State coming on the show at 3:30. We'll get back to the Wildcats coming up in just a bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.